Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. Hey, I want to talk to you today about birthdays. Yeah, let's talk about birthdays. This came up with a saint that we know, and we're helping through some things in the life of Christ. I have articles on birthdays. Go to the teaching blog at DontParish.com. Look up birthdays, and we cover that there. They're rooted in paganism, astrology. They're not of God. They're a practice of the fallen world. But as Christ followers, what are we supposed to be focused on? Colossians 3:2 says we're to be focused on things above, not the ways of the culture, right? Birthdays, as they're practiced today in the culture, are of Satan's kingdom. He's the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. They're not of God's holy, set-apart kingdom. Why do I say this? Typical birthday today is about a party, self-seeking, self-focused. It's about a cake and food and gifts for me and all this and all that. It's really not what we're supposed to be about as followers of the Most High. The greatest man ever, per Jesus Christ, John the Baptist, said this, John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. So teaching our children that we can elevate ourselves or themselves in parties, in gifts, in all kinds of events. Oh, it's all about you. Oh, you're so special. Is that really attaining the purpose of magnifying Christ as we become lowly servants and workers? I don't think so. I think it goes totally against the heart and nature of a true saint. Jesus says you want to be great, be a servant, not lift yourself up in pagan ways. Now, having said all of that, let's discuss some options for you when it comes to birthdays regarding godly homes. This is mostly aimed at small children. Adults, teenagers should be able to walk through and explain to them why we don't do these things. We're talking small children here that maybe you just came to faith and you've been doing birthdays with them. Now all of a sudden you go, wow, I got to leave that. Yeah, this can be quite a shock to small children. So we don't want to stumble them. We want to train them and form them. So let me give you some ideas what I would do if I had small children and I just came to faith. Let me give you a couple ideas. Number one, you can explain to the older children and everyone, we follow Christ, so we repent of the world's ways and you're done, right? Pagan holidays, churchianity, cultural dress, and yes, these birthday events. You can leave them outright, do nothing regarding them, and be done with it. And then go on and replace your life with all good and godly daily things, living for Christ and His kingdom. And this is very strange to the world, strange to those not used to it, but it's an act of holiness. Holiness means to be set apart. 1 Peter 1:15 says, be holy in all your conduct and conversation. So base your life all about the Word and God's ways. And it's easy to see birthdays for today. They're about you or they're about a person. And it's about self-centeredness and getting gifts and all kinds of events and food and parties and games. It's not of God. Don't expect the world to get it either. Even the churchianity world. The cross of Christ is foolishness to them that are perishing, 1 Corinthians 18. They're not going to get it if they're not being led by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, it would be foolish for me to tell you, well, nobody in the Bible knew how old they were because we know the Bible records ages. Genesis 9:29. And all the days of Noah were 950 years and he died. So, the Bible records it. They must have known they were getting older each year. But there's no annual birthday selfish party with gifts and lifting people up and what month are you born and all these things that we see today. We just know how old people were. There's no sin in that. So, keep that in mind. Older children, your family, you can explain we're of Christ, we're born again, we repented of those ways. We don't do Christmas, we don't do Easter, we don't do 4th of July. Yeah, we don't do birthdays. Now, the second option is for the smaller children. You can adjust your ways and stop it completely, which might confuse them. Or, I think you could use it as a training grounds in them. Here's what I would do if I had small children used to having a birthday party with gifts and cakes and everything every year. I would use this event, as they're small, I'm talking small here, under 10 years old, 11 years old, whatever. I'd use it to teach of Christ. It's not a sin to acknowledge the day someone was born. But instead of making it all about them, let's make it about giving thanks to God for the life, the breath that He gave them. What a blessing it is that God gave you to us. Make it all about God, giving them another year of life. Now, switch it from the self-indulgent party and worldly gifts and food and games and all of this stuff to teach on God's blessing and His word in these tiny little minds. Just think about that. Now, a lot of people make a deal about cake. And when they leave birthdays, they'll throw cake out completely. Well, I like cake. Sister Debbie makes me little cakes every once in a while. You can bake a cake, right? But don't turn it into the birthday celebration the world knows. Make a cake and put scripture on it. Glorify God. Use it to teach them about life and the gospel and who Christ is. I'd avoid any idea of like a party, inviting worldly friends and stuff over. I wouldn't do that unless you're going to make it a gospel party and then share the gospel truth. You could do that too. But also, if you're going to make a cake on their birthday and talk about Christ, you should make cake other times and make that everyday part of their life. Not every day, but often. See what I'm saying? Don't make it a special one-time event for them. Make it a regular, ongoing tradition of speaking of Christ. Who doesn't like cake, right? Amen. Couple ideas for you. Instead of them getting gifts, you could go out and get food gifts, needed items for others, and teach them on this day. It's about giving, not receiving, it's best, that Jesus says. It's better to give than receive. And again, don't just do it on a birthday. Make it a regular part of your daily household life of giving to needy people. Make sure you be wise about it. Don't just give to give. Right? Make sure you're using wisdom in it. So instead of gifts, teach them to give. Hey, here's an idea. You can make it a point and go out and hold gospel signs or hold or hand out the gospel. On their day, make it about going out and giving new life to others. Again, I wouldn't just do it on their birthday. Make sure you're about that in your life as well. So imagine that. Instead of a self-indulgent party, all about me, we're going to go out, hold gospel signs. We're going to hand out the life-giving gospel about Jesus. We're going to get gifts to people, give gifts to people that are in need. We're going to call people to new life. Make sure you're about this on a regular basis. This separates their birthday from some big special event, turns it into another purpose of serving God. Do you see what I'm saying? Make sure that you're using their birthday, not a sin to acknowledge you're 6 years old today, as a way to form them in the ways of God. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. This makes common sense if you think about it. These acts of separating from worldly birthdays and parties and gifts and all that stuff, it helps separate your children from the worldly influences. They're not going to be going to partake of worldly parties, seeing worldly gifts, having them being trained up in that. No, it teaches them that we're to be different from the culture for Christ who died for us and gave us new life. Use birthday to teach about the gospel, new life. Amen? Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Teach them to surrender their birthday to be all about them, to make it just another day to serve Christ, to give to others, to glorify God for life, and to give the gospel of life out to others. Makes sense, doesn't it? It won't be long if you do this with your small children and they see a house and a mom and a dad all about God and Christ. When they get a little older, they're not going to expect anything like a special birthday thing. Maybe you continue to make them a cake. You could. Make it all about Christ. Make it all about your traditions. Hey, let's talk about that. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Paul says, keep the traditions he handed down. Godly traditions are a good thing, not cultural, worldly, churchianity traditions like Christmas, Easter, false ways. This doesn't mean you can't make your own family traditions. Here's another idea. You know what I would do? on that day, you could take them out, go do a picnic with the family. Go do a hike in God's creation. And again, use it to form them in talk of, meditation on, thoughts of, scripture reading on, life in Christ, new life in Christ, repenting of the old life, walking in the newness of what God calls us to. Talk about how you were born once physically, one day you have to repent and die to your flesh and be born again spiritually. Again, make your own traditions in God's creation, in God's word, all about God and his ways. Bake them a cake, make cupcakes, go for a hike, go for a walk. Glorify God that he brought them to you. Turn it into a glorifying way, not just, we can't do that way. Do you see what I'm saying? I think you'll see if you do this, eventually they'll get a really good basis of God's truth. And when they get a little bit older, they'll realize, I don't need a party and all that. I just want to serve God and serve others. That's the goal. That's the goal. Get them used to being different from the culture. This helps build a protection, a hedge, a wall around them from just accepting whatever is normal to them in the culture around them. Teach them God's standards, not your standards. Or their standards, or the world's standards. Teach them God's standards. So I think the keys when it comes to this birthday is get them used to being different from the culture, get them to remove the focus off them, and the focus is on God's truth, the Lord, and others, and train them up in the Word of God, teach them about new life, make it a gospel event, make it about Christ. Just turn it upside down. You see what I'm saying? Now, if they get invited to parties, let's cover that. I don't know why what worldly relationships they have that would get them invited to parties. You're probably going to eventually, over time, weed those out anyway. But let's say they get invited to parties. You can decline outright. Say, we don't do that. You could do that. Explain it to them on the side. Or you could say, well, we don't do parties. But hey, let's plan to get together on another day. And we'd like to get together and have a picnic with you. And we do have a gift. And we want to share some things with you. And then you make it a chance to evangelize them. You see that? You didn't partake in their party. You didn't just throw them to the curb and hurt their feelings. You met them on another day. And now you're going to infuse the gospel into them with gifts of goodness. You could bake cupcakes, give the gospel out, talk about why you don't do birthday parties, and see what happens. Most all people are going to reject you over this. Yes. But you know what? There might be a few that listen, and they might end up becoming brothers and sisters. Or, here's a bold thought, you could go to the event and be light. Now, got to be different. You can make up gospel cards, you can make up cupcakes, find out how many kids are going to be there, hand them out. Yep, bring a godly gift for the child. Make sure that everyone gets the gospel there. Make sure you proclaim that Christ is the greatest gift. And that while we don't do birthdays, we love to proclaim life. We're thankful that we know you. We want you to know the gospel good news. Be loving, be kind, be truthful, be salt, be light. Then I'd leave before all their worldly little events happen. So it shows that you're there in love, but you don't partake in the world's way. See how that goes? This shows your children we don't have to be fearful or afraid of the things of the culture, but we can be workers of God in the world. I think that's an important point. When they grow up, then they won't be afraid to share with their friends or people they know or people in the street. You're probably going to vet a lot of their friends out. This teaches them to go into the world and share with people that are total strangers, right? It does. In most cases, you won't be invited back to those birthdays. You won't. That's okay. It's a bold way to be biblical and set the tone for your life and your house. So this life in Christ is about every day aligning with his word and ways. We don't ever let down for a day to go be like the world or indulge our flesh, do we? No. And this is all hard, I know. If we walk in the flesh, it's easy to go along with the world. But when we rebel against that, repent of it, now it's hard, right? But this serves a great purpose. It serves as a flesh killer. Teach your children from small age to be flesh killers. Romans 8:8 says we can't please God in the flesh. Amen? So, we teach them that dying to self, letting go of the old birthday traditions, looking to others, looking to God, lifting up life and truth and the gospel, being servants, this is what God's called us to. That it will be much easier and a better chance of them coming to Christ, repenting and being born again older if you teach them now the basics, the foundations. Build the foundation on the gospel in Christ, not on the ways of the world. Don't do compromise. Compromise is really sin. James says to know what is to do what is right. To know what is due, I can't speak here. To know what to do is right and not do it is sin. That's called compromise. Don't do that. Let me encourage you parents in this. Don't hide from these things. Don't be weak in them. Face them head on with the gospel truth. Talk about it. Teach on them. Teach with them. Teach them. Modify your ways with them. Walk in spirit and truth. Mold them to God's ways, your household ways, not the world's ways. And you will go far. 2 Peter 1:3. According as his divine power hath given us unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to focus on. Godliness, glory, virtue of God. The world's birthday parties have nothing to do with that. But you, for small children, can modify it using it as a teaching platform. Then the older children, they should get it real quick. Yeah, this isn't about me. It's about Christ and the gospel and walking in it. I hope that that helps you and encourages you. Some insight, some ideas. If I had small children today, every day is a reason to celebrate this life we have, the breath God gives us. Yeah, you could celebrate the day they were born while they're small, but turn it into a way that they can glorify God, that they can be rooted in the gospel, that they can stand separate than the culture. Don't let it slip away. Use it to train them up in the ways of Christ. I hope that's been edifying to you. Just my thoughts. Let me know. I can help you in the faith. Don'tperish.com, the teaching blog, sisters' blogs, articles, audios, videos. I can't talk very well today. I'm not sure why. I've been talking a lot on the phone and doing a lot of counseling. Maybe my tongue's getting tired. A street preacher with a tongue tired. Tired tongue. Look at, I can't talk. No, I'm going to push on. I'll get through it. I hope this has been edifying to you. Check out our resources. We love you all. Stand against the worldly birthdays. Modify it for God's glory. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. That's what this is really all about. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.